word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to another edition of Consider His Word. Today we're finishing our study in Psalm 84. If you haven't heard all of these messages and all of these Bible studies, you can go back and listen to them at the website, considerhisword.org. And there, if you'll click on where it says programs, you'll find them, all of them there. You'll need to go back probably 4 or 5 weeks. In fact, I think this might be number 7 in this Bible study. Go back to the Bible study that talks about the blessing of serving, and I believe that's where we started. And it's been a great study, and we hope you've been able to follow along with us and that you're growing in the Lord as you study the Word of God. Now, when you go to the website, if you'll take a moment and go over to where it says Contact Us, you'll see a little arrow that says More, and you go down a couple steps from there. It'll say Contact Us. You can write us from the website, and we'll get that message. We'd love to hear from you where you're hearing this broadcast, what city, and the call letters of the radio station. We'd love to know where you're hearing your program. And if you'll write to us and give us an address, we'll send you our little prayer journal. This is just simply a little notebook that you can put in your pocket. It's about the size of the 3x5 card, not exactly, but kind of similar to that. You get the idea. It'll fit in your shirt pocket. It'll fit in a purse. And as you walk around and go to church or wherever you're at, and someone says, pray for me, you can pull it out and write their name down right there. And if you do us a favor, put us in there too and pray for this ministry if you would. Now, you can contact us through the website. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. That's considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or if you prefer, you can just simply send us a postcard or write us a letter. Let me give you that address. Write to Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40 in Clewiston, Florida. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, we'll tell you, while our address and our mailing address says Clewiston, we're not actually in Clewiston, Florida. We're actually deep in the Everglades. This ministry comes to you actually from the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. We have a ministry here to the Seminole Indians. Our church is almost all Seminole Indians from the reservation here. And so I'd appreciate it if you'd pray for this ministry as well. In the last year or so, we've had some hardships in our ministry, and God will get us through them, and we're beginning to see God bless us and people coming to join the church. But pray for this ministry as well, if you would. Now, Psalm 84. Since this is the last time in our last Bible study in this chapter, I would like to read it again all the way through one more time. Today, our focus is going to be on the last couple of verses. And we want to encourage you about trusting the Lord. That's what he speaks of, that there is a blessing in trusting the Lord. Let's read all of the chapters. Psalm 84, beginning at verse 1. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! O my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, and they will still be praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of him, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pool. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Again, verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. I hope you're trusting in the Lord. And today we're going to be talking about the blessing of trusting God. Now, you know, as we trust God, it begins with that initial trust. Maybe it's as you've grown up as a child that you heard about God, your family took you to church, and maybe they spoke about God at home, and you just had that childlike trust in God. But maybe you didn't. And that there was a point in your life where you tried everything, kind of like in the book of Ecclesiastes, where Solomon had tried everything, and finally, he came down to the conclusion that the best thing is just to obey God and trust him. And you've come to Christ maybe as an adult and begin to trust him then. But you see, as we recognize God, as we've talked about in this chapter before, about acknowledging him and desiring in him, as we trust him, our desire for him increases. And as we grow in the Lord and as we walk in the Lord, we trust him more and more, and our faith grows. Have you ever heard of somebody that had strong faith? That strong faith didn't come overnight. It came through trials. It came sometimes through hardships. It came through difficult times and learning how to trust God more and more. I know in many cases people have given up on God. Oh, don't do that. Just trust him. By trusting, I mean to depend on him, to put your full weight of trust in him. All through the scriptures, we're encouraged to trust the Lord. The Bible says that our faith pleases him. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. As we trust him, we seek him. And without faith, Hebrews 11:6 tells us that it's impossible to please God. Now, I believe that people do all kinds of things to try to please God. They think going to church is doing God a favor, and that pleases him. And it's obedience. I believe it does please him. Or maybe doing some kind deed, or doing something that helps somebody, or maybe, you know, putting some money in the offering. And it's true, a lot of these things do please the Lord, but it begins because we're trusting him. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. You can't please God. You know, this comes from a culture that people would do all kinds of things to please their gods. And throughout Bible history, we read about people even throwing their baby in a fire to please their God. Our God just wants your faith. Your faith in him, your faith in his son. Remember, Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. And it was when we put our trust in Christ and in his resurrection that we came to a point of salvation, when we received Christ as our Savior by faith. A verse many of us are familiar with, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice it's a matter of faith. It's not a matter of church attendance, although that's important. It's not a matter of getting baptized, though that's also important. It's a matter of trusting him. He says, for whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our salvation comes by trusting Christ, putting our faith in him. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so you trusted him to be your Savior. And if you've never been saved, we invite you to Christ, that you would trust him. Just come before him and begin to, it says, believe in thine heart. You know, some have said that they're going to miss heaven by 18 inches, the distance between their heart and their head. This is not just a head acknowledgement that, oh yeah, God exists and Jesus was here and Jesus raised from the dead. It's not a matter of knowing it. It's a matter of believing it in your heart. And as you trust him, the Bible says that we ought to also walk in him. And God will lead you as you trust him. I love that verse in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and maybe you've memorized it. And if you haven't, it's a great verse to memorize. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Notice, direct your paths. This is an ongoing trust. He says to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And the truth is, sometimes we don't understand what's going on. And sometimes we don't understand what God is doing. But God says, just trust me. You know, God knows more than us. The Bible says that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. And sometimes it just comes down to a matter of just trusting God and trusting his way. Not leaning on understanding, and then he'll give you direction. As you're trusting him, he'll show you the way to go. You know, the best way to know where God is going and knowing God's direction is by walking with him and walking with the Lord. And so there's the initial trust, and there's the trust of salvation, but you see there's also an ongoing trust. We read in verse 11, the Bible says, the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Grace to walk with him, and glory in knowing him at the end, and just trusting him and walking with the Lord. And the Bible says there's a blessing. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. And you know, that blessing is a blessing that you can only know by trusting him. It's difficult to explain, but there is a blessing in trusting the Lord. And I hope if you've never trusted Christ that today you would seriously consider your own heart and your own relationship with the Lord and where you are with him, and ask him into your life to be your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, believe that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I hope you know the Lord and that you're trusting him and walking him. He says there's a blessing in it. That's all our time. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.